change in Cuba may mean little to Christians. A radio ministry is looking for new opportunities as Kosovo declares independence, and a new ministry leadership team ensures future growth in a Bible ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For the first time in 49 years, Fidel Castro is no longer the president of Cuba. He resigned yesterday. Voice of the Martyrs USA director Tom White was imprisoned for 17 months in Cuba after the plane from which he was dropping Christian tracts crash-landed there. He doesn't believe Castro's resignation will inspire a revolution because of the influence of Venezuela's Hugo Chavez.
Chavez has unlimited fiscal resources to aid the Cuban government. When the Russians pulled out of Cuba, Castro was furious because he lost from $17 to $21 million a day. Now their sugar daddy is Chavez.
While communism isn't expected to end, White believes Christians will be relatively safe.
Cubans noticed how the Romanian Revolution was begun by a Lutheran priest, and it really shook them up. And they have pulled way back. In my opinion, it would cause, in other words, just a total revolution, the entire island.
The church is growing fast. Pray that believers will be even more bold. Next, Operation Mobilization reports Bosnia's first year of prayer conference was held at the end of January. Now, as Kosovo declares its independence, Bosnian Serbs want to block its recognition by their government. The tension is nothing new. Last November, Bosnian Serb war veterans were prepared to announce war should Kosovo declare independence. Still, Kosovo's leaders are confident. Join Bosnia's year of prayer. Pray that the few Christians there will be agents of peace. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kosovo's being praised for its independence bid from Serbia, although border violence has marred it already. Albania has already formally recognized the independent state and has made friendly overtures for future cooperation. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
there's a sense that although these two countries will remain separate politically, nevertheless, there is such a common ethnic bond that there's a great enthusiasm inside Albania for this historic step by the people of Kosovo.
DeYoung says this may signal an opportunity for the gospel to gain entrance into Kosovo in a bigger way. He says their partners are looking at opportunities to place Albanian radio programs on stations in Kosovo.
We think there will be a greater interaction between the people of Albania and Kosovo, including those believers who are in Albania and the churches that are growing there. So this may signal an opportunity for the gospel to gain entrance into Kosovo.
Meanwhile, Kenya's rival leaders resumed talks Tuesday to find a way out of the country's political crisis through a power-sharing agreement. Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee's Andy Reiskamp says the situation in Kenya is now calm enough to reopen travel and allow their team to go to Kenya to help conduct relief efforts.
Our partnerships are with churches, and so through health work, through agricultural work, and through leadership development in the communities, we want to really integrate that as a message that Christ brings healing to all parts of our society, starting with the spiritual.
Hopes are running high that peace is coming. Reiskamp says Christians are focusing on the spiritual warfare that led to the unrest.
They're calling for a fast from March 1 through March 7, and then just a time of prayer 2 weeks following. I think that's a powerful way for the churches to call for peace and reconciliation.
And a new recruit is joining the International Bible Society's Send a Light Ministry as the East Asia Pacific Global Vice President. Samporn Silikolkarn will be relocating to Bangkok, Thailand for his work. Another leader, Luciano Jaramillo, takes on a new role as Group Vice President for Latin America. Jaramillo will now provide strategic oversight to their work there. These two appointments complete the leadership structure that's been underway since the IBS-STL merger in 2007. Pray for wisdom for the ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get the Better Than Life book and CD, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.